News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. After over 9 months of the Galwan Valley clash between the Indian Army and China's People's Liberation Army, and a week since the two countries agreed to begin the disengagement process, the Chinese side is yet to release the number of casualties in the face-off that took place on June 15, 2020. Speaking on the issue in an exclusive interview to CNN News 18, Lieutenant General Y.K. Joshi, the General Officer Commanding-in-Chief of the Army's Northern Command, said while India cannot put a finger on the number of Chinese fatalities, Russian agency TASS reported that 45 PLA soldiers lost their lives in the fight. Recently, TASS, the Russian agency, had put out a figure of 45, and I think that could be the figure we can look at, he said. While the Indian side lost 20 soldiers in the brawl, the Chinese side has avoided giving out the exact number of casualties. However, Lieutenant General Joshi refused to speculate the figure and said, "I don't want to make an estimate. While the incident happened, we had our OPs sitting and observing the area. We were able to count a large number of casualties which were being picked up on stretchers and taken back. More than 60 actually, but whether they were fatal or non-fatal, we can't say with authority, so I will not give a figure." After 9 months of border standoff in eastern Ladakh, the two armies have reached an agreement on disengagement in the north and south banks of Pangong Lake that mandates both sides to cease forward deployment of troops in a phased, coordinated and verifiable manner. The disengagement began on last Wednesday. Last year, the Chinese military built several bunkers and other structures in the areas between Finger 4 and 8 and had blocked all Indian patrols beyond Finger 4, triggering a strong reaction from the Indian Army. In the 9 rounds of military talks, India was specifically insisting on withdrawal of the Chinese troops from Finger 4 to Finger 8 on the north bank of Pangong Lake, the mountain spurs in the area referred to as Fingers. Following the completion of the disengagement process, the two sides will hold talks on the de-escalation process. The Indian Army on Tuesday released short videos and photographs showing thinning down of troops and dismantling of bunkers, camps and other facilities by the Chinese military in the areas around the Pangong Lake in eastern Ladakh, in line with the agreed disengagement process between the two sides. The visuals also showed the PLA using a bulldozer to flatten some structures and vehicles with troops and equipment preparing to retreat to rear bases as part of the infantry disengagement. In the last few days, both sides removed several bunkers, temporary posts and other structures in the areas, while gradually thinning down their troops, they said. The sources said field commanders of both the sides are meeting almost on a daily basis to take forward the disengagement process, which was finalized following 9 rounds of high-level military talks. West Bengal Minister Jakir Hussain was seriously injured after unidentified attackers hurled bombs at him in Nimtita railway station in Murshidabad district on Wednesday night. At least 2 other persons who were with him were also injured in the incident. Hussain, the Minister of State for Labour, was reportedly waiting at platform number 2 of the station to catch a train to Kolkata at around 10 p.m. when he was attacked. The MLA of Jangipur in Murshidabad district and a few other injured persons were rushed to the Jangipur Super Speciality Hospital, from where Hussain was referred to Murshidabad Medical College and Hospital. After initial treatment, he was shifted to a Kolkata hospital. Hussain, also a leading businessman in the area, was reportedly attacked at a crowded spot in full public view. According to sources, at least 13 people accompanying the minister were injured in the attack. The minister has reportedly sustained severe injuries on his left limbs and could soon be transferred to Kolkata for further treatment, said sources. Among the TMC workers who are injured, some may even need amputation, said a doctor, on condition of anonymity. Union Minister Piyush Goyal condemned the attack. "I condemn the dastardly bomb attack at Nimtita railway station in West Bengal. My prayers are for the quick recovery of the injured," he said. Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, Congress leader from Murshidabad, also condemned the attack and demanded immediate arrest of the culprits. Hussain was an exceptional personality within the TMC who paid dearly because he was honest, he wrote on Facebook. In what can be seen as a major boost to the Congress ahead of the Punjab Assembly elections in 2022, the ruling party in the state on Wednesday won 6 municipal corporations and emerged as the largest party in the 7th, sweeping the urban body polls held against the backdrop of the farmers' agitation. The Congress party has registered an emphatic win in all of the 8 municipal corporations that went to polls on February 14. With the results emerging through the day, the Congress had won 7 of the 8 municipal corporations. Those seats won are Bathinda, Hoshiarpur, Kapurthala, Abohar, Batala and Pathankot. The result of the Mohali corporation will be declared today. It only suffered reverses in Moga, where it could not win the majority wards. The elections were billed as a referendum on the recently introduced farm laws by the ruling Congress and opposition parties like Shiromani Akali Dal and Aam Aadmi Party. The BJP, which has taken a major hit during the elections, had cried foul play as a run-up to the polls, accusing the ruling party of letting loose a reign of terror on the opposition party. The results came as a breather for Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh in view of the nagging dissension within the party ranks. With talks already on to get former minister and his petenoir Navjot Singh Sidhu back into the state cabinet, a huge win was a must for him to emerge as numero uno in the Congress party. Moreover, with the party rock solid behind the farmers' agitation, a negative result could have put it in an embarrassing position. As far as the opposition is concerned, there was some sort of relief to the Shiromani Akali Dal, though the party, which broke off its alliance with the NDA over the farm laws, failed to put up a strong fight against the Congress. But it ended up as runners-up in the polls, relegating AAP to third place. The BJP, that was facing a tough challenge in view of the ongoing farmers' agitation, suffered big reverses in some of the municipalities where it was considered strong. The Bharatiya Janata Party lost in Gurdaspur and Pathankot. However, in some of its party leaders who had decided to contest as independents, seemed to have done well. An upbeat Congress was quick to term the success on its stand on farmers' agitation. Chief Minister Amrinder Singh has termed the victory as a vindication of the people trusting the Congress and its work and administration. The result has given us confidence that the people of Punjab are with the Congress, and it will give a boost to our workers to work harder to ensure that we form the government in the state in 2022, said PCC Chief Sunil Jakhar, who announced a capped for 2022 slogan. Meanwhile, Shiromani Akali Dal leader Harsimrat Kaur Badal, who quit the NDA over the farm laws, said the Congress used might machinery and unleashed violence on the leaders of other parties, but sad party workers have ensured that they fight and the results are here to see. She further said that the Shiromani Akali Dal would not only put up a better fight, but form the government in 2022. And Facebook announced on Thursday it has blocked Australians from viewing and sharing news on the platform because of proposed laws in the country to make digital giants pay for journalism. Australian publishers can continue to publish news content on Facebook, but links and posts can't be viewed or shared by Australian audiences, the US-based company said in a statement. Australian users cannot share Australian or international news. International users outside Australia also cannot share Australian news. The proposed law fundamentally misunderstands the relationship between our platform and publishers who use it to share news content, Facebook Regional Managing Director William Easton said. It has left us facing a stark choice, attempt to comply with a law that ignores the realities of this relationship or stop allowing news content on our services in Australia. With a heavy heart, we are choosing the latter, Easton added. The announcement came a day after Treasurer Josh Frydenberg described as very promising negotiations between Facebook and Google with Australian media companies. Frydenberg said after weekend talks with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Sundar Pichai, chief executive of Alphabet Incorporated and its subsidiary Google, he was convinced that the platforms do want to enter into these commercial arrangements. Frydenberg said he had had a constructive discussion with Zuckerberg after Facebook blocked Australian news. He He raised a few remaining issues with the government's news media bargaining code, and we agreed to continue our conversation to try to find a pathway forward, Frydenberg tweeted. But Communications Minister Paul Fletcher said the government would not back down on its legislative agenda. The announcement from Facebook, if they were to maintain this position, of course would call into question the credibility of the platform in terms of the news on it, Fletcher told Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.